Blog Talk Radio.
Proverbs 4. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Proverbs 13. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Proverbs 20. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Proverbs 6. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shalt thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Proverbs 28. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. Proverbs 20. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Jeremiah 17. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, searcheth the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. And the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them out. So he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. Deuteronomy 28. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. Proverbs 21. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. 2 Corinthians 9. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 1 Samuel 2. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. Job 27. This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. Though he heap up silver as the dust, and prepare raiment as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. Ecclesiastes 2. For God giveth a man that is good in his sight wisdom, and knowledge, and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail together and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiceth over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off of the land whither thou goest to possess it. Deuteronomy 13. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Deuteronomy 28. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes, which I have commanded thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, rebuke, in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, thereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from off of the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, with an inflammation, with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is above thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. And the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. And the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. And thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all the fowls of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. And the Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and with blindness and astonishment of heart. Thou shalt droop at noonday, as the blind droopeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy way. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. So that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, until thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of the law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear his glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses and of long continuances. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereof ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldst not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. Ecclesiastes 5. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail. And he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. Proverbs 11. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth. There is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty. Proverbs 22. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. 1 Timothy 6. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. James 5. Go to now, ye rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. You have heaped together treasures together for the last days. Behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your field. Which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nursed your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Mark 10. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is, God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? Malachi 3. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, and ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Acts 5. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, kept back part of the price. His wife also, being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down, gave up the ghost. Great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. Psalm 62. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Jonah 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it, to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Jonah 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, unto thy holy temple. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Matthew 5. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Acts 4. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. 1 Kings 17. So he arose, and he went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went, and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. 2 Kings 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, my servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, thine handmaid have not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, and borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her sons, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Psalms 41. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing, and thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes, which I have commanded thee this day, all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. And the Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke. In all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. And the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron, and the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Deuteronomy 30. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Haggai 1. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your ceilinged houses, and this house lie waste? Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood, and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine own house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house. Therefore, the heaven above you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call for a drought upon the land and upon the mountain, and upon the corn and upon the new wine, and upon the oil and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men and upon cattle and upon all the labor of your hands. And why? Because of my own house, which is waste, and you, every man, fleeth into his own house. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You've sown much, you bring in little. You look for much, but lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house. Deuteronomy 15. If there be among you a poor man, of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother, but thou shalt open thy hand wide unto him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his needs, in that which he wanteth. And now a prayer for all of my listeners, a prayer that these curses shall never come upon you because of your sin, self-will, disobedience, or failure to walk in the light of God's word. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, please, Lord, hear my cry. And, O God, do not permit, don't let a one of these curses of poverty come upon those who hear this recording. But let the blessings of God come down like rain from heaven and bless them as they come in and go out. And now, just a few more of God's wonderful promises to you. 2 Corinthians 8. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich. Proverbs 10. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Job 27. This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. Though he, the wicked, heap up silver as the dust, and prepare raiment as the clay, he, the wicked, may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent, God's children, shall divide the silver. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ecclesiastes 5:19. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. Deuteronomy 6. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Ecclesiastes 2. This also I say, that it was from the hand of God. Psalms 104. Thou openest thy hand, and they are filled with good things. Hosea 2. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold. Proverbs 1. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Matthew 19. Every one that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters, father or mother or wife or children or lands, for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. life. Deuteronomy 28. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Psalms 50. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. Proverbs 10:22. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Psalm 76:11. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of the wrath shalt thou restrain. Bow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. And he shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Bow and pay. Pay thy vows unto the Most High. Then call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And now, a short prayer for God to bless you. There. Now. Are you ready? Now, Lord, in Jesus' name, let the blessings of prosperity, not the curse, but the blessings of prosperity come upon every listener. And, O Lord, let the spirit of obedience come to every person who hears my voice and feels the anointing and the moving of God's Spirit right now. O Lord, withdraw curses and pour out blessing. And for those, O Lord, that have been dragging bottom and discouraged and upset and bound by poverty and have come to the bottom of the meal barrel, perform a miracle, a mighty miracle of prosperity, and let the blessing of prosperity come to every person who hears this recording. I ask it, I believe you for it, and I thank you for the answer right now. Amen.